Oh my God, I can't believe all these cocky men, you know, when they have a girlfriend and she has asymmetrical breasts, you know, like the right one or this left one is bigger than the right. And he said, I like my girlfriend as she is. And his girlfriend is chubby and fat and she's overweight and she's like 30 kilograms higher than a height. And he says, I like my girlfriend as she is. I love her so much. My girlfriend is perfect as she is. She's overweight. She's looking like a big elephant. And I like my girlfriend as she is. That's what he say. So, I don't know what's going on with men nowadays, but it's fucked up, guys. It's fucked up. Guys, it's fucked up. I can't take it out. I want to stay in the car. Because when I go out to the street, I see all those chubby women with the saggy tits and the asymmetrical saggy tits. And I say to myself, why all those girl women are not going to a plastic surgery to fix their fucking body? Go to a fucking surgery and fix your damn body, okay? I don't want to curse. I want to talk only nice words. But fix your body, honey. It's unbelievable. She has an asymmetrical breast. Her breast is so saggy. She's looking like a 60 years old woman. And he said, I love my girlfriend so much. My girlfriend is so perfect! Oh, yay! Ah, we have married and we have kids and I love my wife! Wow! He's going with a girl that looks like 2 out of 10. He's going with a girl, he looks like 5 out of 10 or 6 out of 10. And he goes with a woman that looks like 2 out of 10. And he's like, in the sky, he's looking at the sky, at the rainbow, and he says to himself, wow, I'm such a successful man. No, man, you're a loser. If you're a 6 out of 10, you're going out with a 2 out of 10, you are a damn loser, man. You are a damn loser. You didn't get anything in your life. And you watch, and you, oh my God, all these women, like, I love Donald Trump so much. You know why I love Donald Trump so much? Because Donald Trump is going with a beautiful wife, sexy, beautiful wife, 20 years less than him in age, and he likes her so much, and he's going out with the prettiest woman in the world, and he's a successful guy. He is a successful guy, Donald Trump. When you see a guy that is going out with women that are 20, 30 years lower than his age, I say this guy is successful. But when I see all those beta males that go out with a woman that looks like 2 out of 10, they look 8 out of 10. Okay. When I see guy that looks like 8 out of 10, and he goes out with a woman that looks like 4 out of 10, and with all this Me Too movement and feminism, so she thinks he's like 9 out of 10, like one of the pickup community guys said, she's a 49er. How it's called? 49er. She's a 4 that thinks she's a 9. No, you're not a 9, honey. You are a 4. You are damn ugly. You are fat. You have an asymmetrical breast. You have no ass. You have nothing to give to your man. And you think you should get a man that looks like a 8 out of 10. Are you damn crazy, honey? You are damn crazy. And those simps, those white knights that goes out on the rainbow with the soul, with the white sword, and save women from the evil chauvinist man. Oh my God, they are so better. Their testosterone is so low. They're so weak. They are such a weak losers, blue beta pill man. That's what the only thing I have to say. I prefer to stay alone for the rest of my life and not to go out with a woman that looks like 2 or 3 points lower than my score. If I look 7 out of 10, and I think I look like 7.5, 8 out of 10, I will not go with a woman that looks like 5 or 4 out of 10. Maybe I will go out with a woman that looks like 7 out of 10, but I always want to get someone that is in my level. I want to go out with a woman that looks like 8 out of 10. That's what I want, to get a woman in my level. And I know that 60 or 70 years ago, man that looks like 7 out of 10 went out with 10 out of 10. And man that looks like 4 out of 10 went with woman that looks like 7 out of 10. And you know why? Because in our days, we have between the ages of 0 to 40, we have 7% more men in the world than women. That's the main problem. We have 7% more men than women. After World War II in Europe, there were like a 50% more women than men, especially in Russia, Germany, France, and Poland. So there were like maybe even double. It was like in the early ages, it was like from 16 to 40, it was like double. It was like for each man, you had 2 women. It was like 100% more women than men. So, of course, you can. And there weren't any feminist movement in those days. Like, so they had more women and no feminist movement. And today, we have more men in the world, like 7%. The average is 7% more men in the world. In Israel, it's like 4 to 5% more men. In China, it's like 17%. In India, it's 17%. In China, it's 13%. It's crazy. In the United States, it's 5%. But the world average is 7% more men than women from the ages to 0 to 40. You can check me in Wikipedia. You can see sexual ratio, men versus women ratio. You can look at it in Wikipedia and you can see all the score in the map. They show everything there. In the pattern, they show everything. So guys, what I have to say, when I see those simps happy with the 2 out of 10 women, I laugh. And I say, you are all such losers. You are all such a shameful man. You are a disgrace for the man race. You're not worth to be called even a man. You're not even worth to be called a man. You are a loser. You are a damn loser. Wow. All these guys, such a losers. So that's what I have to say for today. Listen, don't compromise on a woman that is not in your level. And I'm not regretting on anything. I will go with a woman that have a large, I want a woman with a large breast, symmetrical, without breast ptosis. I mean firm, symmetrical, lifted, very large breast, pretty face. That's what I want. Not silicone, natural. She can do fat grafting. If she does fat grafting, like fat liposuction and then fat grafting to the breast, it's the same like natural breast. Fat grafting is 100% natural. It's your own fat. So I have no problem. But silicone, I hate silicone. So that's it for today. Don't compromise on your women. Do not regret. Take the best as you can and not be a simp like, I have a girlfriend. I love her so much. Her teeth are not symmetrical. And they have a 4 degree of ptosis. They are so tight, they are so saggy, Her teeth are so saggy. She has saggy teeth, and one of her teeth is more saggy than the other, and they are not symmetrical, and they are tiny, and she's just a bee cup, and she's looking like a big elephant without any proportion in her body. And he say, oh, thanks God I have her. Oh my God, shut up. Shut up, you are a loser. Oh my God. This feminist movement, what she does is like distortion of the man. It's the distortion of the man. That's what we are seeing right now. Lower testosterone, distortion of the man. Please, guys, save me from Israel. Take me out of this hell. Take me out of this country. Donate to my bank account. And I want to go to South Carolina, or Houston, Texas, somewhere in the south of United States, get my nice women, my nice woman, get a nice man with a nice body, perfect teeth, perfect face, and I'm happy. One woman, that's what I ask. Not like King Shlomo that has 1,000 women. I just ask for one. That's what I ask from God, for one woman. So that's it for today. Love you all. Follow me, subscribe my YouTube channel if you like my content. I will improve my English in time. I need to practice my English. So help me out, guys. I love you all. All the MGTOW community, all the MGTOW community, all the Red Pill community, all the Pickup community. Love you all. All the white wing people around the world. All the anti-feminist men around the world, all the anti-feminist, anti-gays, anti-Muslims around the world. I love you all, appreciate you all. Love you. Subscribe.